Today's daf in Masechet Beitzah is daf Yud Ches, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Yud Zayin Omud Beis. So, okay, we've been talking until now what the din is lagabi, the relationship between Shabbos and Yontev, when Yontev has to prepare for Shabbos, the dinim of Eruvei Tavshilin. And now we're talking about a little bit in the opposite direction, because now we're talking about what happens when Yontav falls on a Sunday. Is there ever anything that's going to be Nogea that we got to decide about a Sunday? I mean, obviously, we can't really prepare on Shabbos for Yontav, can we? There is one kind of problem that will come up, and that is going to the mikvah. As there is a mitzvah that we learn out from where it says strangely in the parsha of Nevela that you're not allowed to be Matar, Tame yourself for Nevela, which is really weird. We learn out from there that there's a mitzvah to be metayer oneself during the regel. So now suppose Yontav is a Sunday. So chal lihiyot achar Shabbat. The question is, if you have things that need to be tahar, so Beit Shammai Omrim, you're going to have to take care of everything before Shabbos. There's nothing that you can do if because to be tevel on Yontav itself, no good. To be tevel on Shabbos itself, no good. The Mela, we have to do it on the day before Shabbos. It has to be done by Erev Shabbos or before. We're going to see why. A lot of different svaras in the Gemara for what the underlying problem is. Beit Hillel Omrim. Well, actually, it depends. When it comes to Kalim, Kalim indeed need to be Tavul beforehand. You can't do Tfilas Kalim on Shabbos or Yontav. But the human himself, who's Tameh, is allowed to go to the Mikveh even on Shabbos. And Kosher Kalim on Yontav. Now we'll see what the problem would be from, even according to Beit Hillel, for Kalim. Now there's one other thing that is fascinating. Not many people realize that there's really three different dinim that apply to tefillah. One is the tefillah's Adam, one is the tefillah's Kalim, but then there's a unique halacha about tefillah of Mashkin. Now you cannot really be tevel anything other than Kalim or humans. So there's no way to be tevel food or drink. However, there is one very special halacha, which is that if, let's say you have this problem, like Barnea seems to have, that you're constantly holding Mashkim Tmeim, apparently, in a cup, and as a Kohen, he became a little bit obsessed with this, so he holds it for 24 hours a day. So what happens when you've got Mashkim Tmeim? Well, you can't be tevel them. But what you can do is you can make them part of a mikvah. How do you make the part of a mikvah? By simply doing hashaka. Now, hashaka is actually technically called zuria, because what you're doing is you're putting these bashkin back into the ground, so they become part of the earth's water, and therefore they are now bottled to the planet as a whole. They cannot, any more than the yam itself could be tameh, they cannot become tamei. So all you need to do is put them for one instant, touch them to the waters in a mikveh, into the yam or whatever it is, and boom, you then are going to have tahar water. Not because you were tevel it, but because effectively you were metayer it through using the mikveh. So that would be something else. Here, both agree, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree, that if you do have water and you need to be mashik the water, what you can do is you could put that water not into Barnea's cup. You have to put it into a stone cup. Now, Rabbi Barnea is happy to take us around the Rova and to show us, as part of Barnea's neighborhood, where these stone cups are and why we use stone cups and so on. But a stone cup, of course, as we know from our previous limud, is not makabel tuma. So what you could do is you could put this water into a stone cup. And that way, the moment that you're mashing them to the water becomes tahar. But do not use let's say, a wooden cup. Why? Because what will happen if you use a wooden cup is that the cup will become tamei midrabanan even, because of the mashkim tameim. And the thing is that then you're going to be metaher the cup by putting it into the mikveh. So once the water in the cup becomes part of the mikveh, then by definition, you were tevel the cup, but you're not allowed to be tevel the cup. So because of that, you have to use something that's not going to be makabel to him in the first place, and that is only the type of thing like made out of clay even or clay glolim or so, to take the case of clay even. And that you would be allowed to do both according to Beit Shammai and according to Beit Hillel. You cannot, however, actually be matbil in this fashion. So all you can do is you could be mashik, but you can't be in a kli that would then cause it to become matbili. You can also be matbili migav legav. So from one purpose that you originally defined to another purpose, which that isn't very clear, umichabura lachabura, and you can also, you can use the mikveh to be metaher your kelim even on Shabbos and Yonta, if you're moving from one chabura to another. That sounds absolutely crazy, and the Gemara is going to have to figure out what the world could that mean. Anyway, bottom line is that it appears that everybody agrees, but Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree, no tefillas kelim on Shabbos. Okay, so what? What exactly is the problem? Omar Rabbah, well, the reason there's a problem with kelim, that's got to be a problem that doesn't apply to humans, because they're not all agreed about humans, because the same Beit Hillel agrees that you can't be tefillah kli, says you can be matfil a human. Omar Rabbah, this is Rabbah's old standby, of course, we know what Rabbah is very focused on. Rabbah has this big idea about Shema Yatana V'yado, V'yavirenu Arba Amot Bereshut HaRabim. So, like many of the other issues that come up that we answer, the problem is that if you need to be tefil your kelim, then it's very possible that you'll be walking to the mikveh. If you walk to the mikveh with your kli, you're going to be carrying Arba Amos and Rishus HaRabim. As Tosis points out, we don't want to talk about the case that maybe you'll carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, which is a much smaller kind of chashash, because, I mean, when you come to walk out the door, you're going to, oh my God, I'm carrying, you know, you're walking out of the chatzar, you have something to remind you. But when you're talking about something that became Tamei in Rishus HaRabim, and it's been sitting there outside, and now it's Shabbos, you want to be tevel it, you may actually carry it through the street. Omalei Abaye, I mean, that's all very nice. I mean, what if a guy's got a private mikveh? I mean, he's got a private mikveh in his house, you know? Why in the world? He's not even going to walk outside. So why in the world can't he be matbil his kelim? So what are you going to say then? Ma'ikel Meimar. Rabbah says, look, it's all one gezerah. We can't aser the carrying. I mean, obviously the carrying is aser. We have to aser the act. So, I mean, once we're going to aser it, then we aser any mikvah. So gzera bor b'chatzero, otu bor b'rishut harabim. There's no way that people are going to keep the two things separate. Okay, fine. So let's say that's true. What does it have to do with Yontav? How could Beit Hillel say, we agree you can't be matvil kelim on Yontav? You're allowed to carry on Yontav. So why in the world would there be an iser? Well, says Rabbah, it's a gzera of Yontav, otu Shabbat. People have got to relate to tefillah as a kind of melocha type of thing. So because of that, we don't do hadbala. And that's the real concern. Now, it could be, there's a mashma'ut in Rashi, that even according to Rabbah, the taking into consideration that the reasoning is because of the chashash, there may be a mechanism that is different than the reasoning, so that we answered it because of its similarity to a malacha. So in other words, even according to Rabbah, it is possible that in the end, people relate to this iser as, well, it looks like you're being mitakenikli. The only thing that Rabbah is saying is, we would never have created such a din if it wouldn't be for the real reason, which is the chashash that you may end up carrying it. Okay, that's possible. There's only one Mokar and Rashi for that. In any event, therefore, it's considered to all be one gezerah, and that would explain why we're not talking about one gezerah on top of another gezerah on top of another gezerah. We're asking because of Shabbos, and we ask the Yomta because of Shabbos, and we answer even if it's not in your chutz. It's like the Rishonim ask, I mean, how many, isn't this gezerah, machmas gezerah, machmas gezerah? I mean, how much are you going to say it's kula chod gezerah? And that may be actually why Rashi may hint that he takes for granted that it's a single mechanism. It's not that we're looking at it as just one big zera that you might carry. Okay. So now the question is, The Iker idea over here is we're saying because of Yontov. Now you're telling me that we would Aser A because of B and then we would Aser X because of A. I mean, do we actually make a Gzera on this level that is similar to a Gzera L'Gzera for something like this? Didn't it say in the Mishnah, but we do allow you to take the water and to be mashik it in the mikveh in order that it should be tahar. You're just not allowed to put it into the type of kli that you would actually be teva. I mean, that's sort of iffy, isn't it? I mean, like, are people such bekiyim that they understand the difference between the wooden kli or what we're allowed to do it in stone, we're not allowed to do it in wood? I mean, like, what will they make out of that? So if you're telling me that we're going to be worried about misunderstandings, so then why wouldn't we, if you're not allowed to be matvil, I mean, you can't put it in a wooden kli. I mean, if it's really true that we're so makbid as extending this iser on so many different levels, wouldn't we have extended it there too? And say, well, people are going to think that hashaka is the same thing as hatbala, won't they? Says Rabbo. So let me ask you something. You think you got such a good question on me, right? So let me ask you, how do you think the case is over here? The guy is going out to be metayer water. I mean, but he doesn't have any water. Let's use other water. I mean, like, what is the point over here that somebody's running to the mikveh with water? So why does he need to bother with this? So clearly we've got a problem. The guy does not have clean water. This is the only water he's got. Ella de Leslie. He doesn't have drinking water. So if that's the case, then obviously he has going to be very careful the whole time to make sure that nothing happens to his water if this is drinking water. So that means what happened over here was like out of the blue. I mean, it's definitely out of left field. He was trying very hard to maintain his water supply. And given the let, like Mizar Zahiri Bey, once he's Zoyer in it, the Rabbanan don't cover these weird occurrences, right? So if it's not a Dover that is common to occur, the Rabbanan never worry about that kind of thing. He's not going to extend the Gezerah even to something that is not very much Mutzah. Okay, I got another question, says Abai. How about this Brisa? It says over here, Medalim Bedli Tameh, so that you can draw water with a bucket that's Tameh out of a well, and then, obviously, the bucket will no longer be Tameh once you dip it into the well. And then for who tahar? Well, looky, looky. All of a sudden it became tahar. How do you like that? Now, if it's, again, we're so sensitive that we are ready to extend the iser over here onto all of these different levels, yonta because of Shabbos and out of your house, in your house because of out of your house. I mean, so why don't we make iser about this also and say, oh, look, somebody sees that. He's allowed to be metayer the dli by putting it into the well. So then why won't he go and just do a regular tire and a mikveh? Nah, says Rabbi, come on. I mean, the whole point is that the guy needs to draw water from the well, right? And he knows he's not allowed to ever take a kli. All he could do is draw water. He's not allowed to insert a kli other than the bucket. And he's not allowed to fill that bucket up before and then put it in. He's putting the bucket in order to draw out the water. That's a completely different case than where he fills up a kli first in order that it should be able to touch the water. He knows he can't do that. They're not similar cases. Since the guy recognizes, shelo hupshulo ella al yedei dalyo, he remembers that, of course, he can't really put in a kli directly into the mikveh. Okay, says Abaya. All right, I still got a problem. What are you going to do about the bright? Listen to this price. A kli that became tummy on Erev Yantet, you cannot be tevel on Yantet. But if it became tummy on Yantet, then you can be matrilit on Yantet. Now, if you're going to tell me that there's a extension of Gezeres, so shouldn't we be geyser that even if it became tummy on Yantet, that somebody may come and be tevel a kli that was available before Yom Tov? No? No, says Rabbi. Absolutely not, because it's also a Dovid Alo Shkicha. It's a Milsid Alo Shkicha, because basically, for something to become Tuma on Yom Tov, when everybody's being like super makbid, that everything is supposed to be tar, because you're supposed to be retire yourself before the regal, that's a Milsid Alo Shkicha, Milsid Alo Shkicha, Logos of Barabbam. Okay, says Rabbi, I still got a problem. Take a look at this braita. Kuri shenitma ba'av ha'truma. Ein ma'bilon to biyonto. But if it's a kli that was nitma be'vlad ha'truma, then ma'bilon to biyonto. So if it's, remember the kli midiraisa cannot become tamei from anything but an av ha'truma. The Rabbanan regards her under certain circumstances. Remember that it's possible for the kli to be mekabel tuma from something which is one of the gezeiras that we made, which is only a tuma derabbanan. And if it's only a tuma derabbanan, so then you're even allowed to be tevel it on yontif. Now, why is this not a problem? Why don't we make a gezeira? I mean, you're telling me we're ready to make all these extended gezeiras, and you're telling me we're not makbid, that people are not going to know the difference between, like, they're not going to know that. They're not going to know the difference between their house and outside of their house, but they are going to know the difference between the dinim of a vlad atum and an av atum. It's very difficult to believe. So if you're right, Rabbi, that we're making all these extensions, why in the world would we not be nigzar ha atuha? I mean, clearly it's possible to get confused about the source of a tumah, isn't it? Says Rabbi, it's the same point that I'm trying to tell you all along. You have to analyze where an event like this happens, okay? So the Vlad HaTumah, where is it nogea? Tell me something. Where does somebody care about being metayer a kli that's tummy with Vlad HaTumah? You tell me, what is going to happen with this kli that is tummy with the Vlad HaTumah exactly that is bothering this guy to the point that he's got to figure out how he's going to get it tarred? Can you explain to me? A Vlad HaTumah, what does that make the kli? That makes the kli a sheni bituma. What exactly is that sheni betuma going to be metame? It's not metame anything. It would only be metame truma. It's not going to be metame chulin because ain sheni otzishmishi bechulin. So therefore, the only place that you're going to find somebody who's concerned about this is if it's a kohen. But kohenim would not make that mistake because kohenim are zrizinim. They're not going to take an avatuma be metare if this is only. They know that the heter is only for a vlad atuma derabbanan. So others learn the pshat is they'll be zrizim, and therefore it won't become tame in the first place, and therefore again it's a milsa below shchicha, and he's using the same svar that he used before. But in any event, this is not a reasonable chashash that we would have to be geyser. All right, I'm going to try one more time. Says you've answered every question to your satisfaction, anyway. But I've got one more problem. Barnea wants us to actually show how you do Hashaka, I think. He's really into. So if you note right behind me, you see all that water? Okay, now watch this. Look at that. Now it's actually connected, the water, and now I take it out.
It's now Mayim Yafin.
Okay. So here's my last attempt.
Rebbe, that was brilliant. I have to say, that was absolutely brilliant.
Tashma, Yom Ribchia Barachi Amara. How about Anita, who has to go to the mikveh? And we said that an Adam is allowed to go to the mikveh, like basically said, right? But what about if she doesn't have any begodim to wear that are tahorim? So what's she going to do? She can't put her clothes into the mikveh, because even Beis Hillel agrees you can't be Tovo Kalin, and clothes are Kalin. Ah, but what she can do is, she can go to the mikveh wearing her clothes. That way, of course, she'll make them loose fitting, but that way the clothes will end up becoming Tohar in the mikveh. So basically, Damar Chia Barash Amarav Nida She'en La Begadim Me'aremet V'Tovelet B'Gadeh. She can pretend that she's embarrassed to go to the mikveh, whatever it is, and she goes in with her clothes on, and that way the clothes become tar also. And therefore the Rabbanan said, since it wasn't clear that she did something for the clothes specifically, it was mutter. Why, by the way, is it mutter? Aren't you washing your clothes? I thought you're not even allowed to get your clothes wet. This bothers Tosfos very much. I mean, you're not allowed to make things wet on Shabbos or Yontif, right? Because that's an issur of kivus. So Tosfos says, let me ask you something. Do you ever dry your hands with the towel or make the towel wet? Why is that mutter? Because the isser of the malachas that are covered by kibbutz, libud technically, is only where it's done in a derech of cleaning, not where it's done in a derech of making things dirty. This is not the way you clean. This gets things dirtier. So because of that, that's bichlal. It doesn't come under libud at all, which is why we don't mind getting a hand towel dirty or something like that. I mean, wet. Okay, anyway, so the question that I have is, assuming there's no problem getting her clothes wet, why don't we make the gezeira that if she sees that she's able to get her clothes tar, maybe she'll actually be tovela things directly? No. Come on. I mean, the woman knows that she's got to go through this rigmarole and go to the mikveh in her clothes. I mean, who the heck does something like that? So she understands. I mean, gosh, this is the only thing I can do. She knows she can't be tovela normally. And therefore, she obviously is going to remember. So therefore, I maintain, says Rabbah, I'm perfectly happy with my approach. We're worried about the problem of maybe carrying Arba Amis B'Shur Sarab. Rabbi Yosef says, I have a very simple kind of problem. The reason you can't be Matil Kehle, by the way, I just want to mention to you that I'm sure it's bothering you, that we said that the only people who would care about a kli that was mitameh from a vlada tuma from a drabonan, the only people who would care are kohanim. But that's not true, because remember that the chachomim were also gozer that mashkin or chozin lios rishon. So if mashkim go into a kli like that, even if they're chulin, they're going to become a rishon latuma. So then they are going to affect chulin. Because of that, Tosfos has to suggest that the only type of kelim that we're referring to is kelim that are not capable of holding water. So they're the type of kelim that the water will run out of. That's a pretty tough answer, but couldn't come up with anything else. So Rabbi Yosef says, anyway, there's a whole different issue over here. The reason you cannot be matfil kelim is because you might squeeze the water out. Says, if I squeeze the water out of a Coke bottle, how exactly do you squeeze the water out of a Coke bottle? I mean, I understand you can't be matpil your dress because you might squeeze it out, but what in the world are you supposed to do with your wooden serving bowl? How are you going to squeeze that out? So, tenach kelim v'nei schita nina. What about kelim that are not shayach to schita bichlal? What's your excuse there to say they can't be tevelin on yonta? Or marlei, gizera, ani otu ani. We made a single gezeira, no tefilas kelim. So again, the question is this the mechanism or is this the reason? But in effect, what really happens, even according to everyone, is that it looks like tikkun mana. We call it a tikkun. It's not really that it looks like tikkun mana. That's a separate explanation. We call it tikkun mana. Fine. Okay, so now we had a lot of different brises that Abaye used to ask on Rabbah, and they all apply here too, because he's asking Rabbi Yosef the same question. What? They extended it like this? What about brisa A? What about brisa B? What about brisa C? And so on. Rabbi Yosef had to give all of the answers that Rabbah gave to explain where it's not shchiach or where it's only for kohanim and so on and so forth. Okay, so we went through the whole thing again. The Gemara let us off and allowed us to do it on our own. Rabbi Yomar, a whole different explanation. You know why you cannot be Tevel Kalin? Because you might think to yourself, gosh, you know, it's almost Yontif. Oh, God, I've got 50 different things to be Tevel. You know what? I got no time for this. Yontif would be a great time to do Tfila. Because, you know, I got the whole day, and anyway, I'm going to the mikveh in the morning. All the Hasidim are going to go with the Hasidim. I'll throw everything into the mikveh then. So, Gzera Shema Yasher. We're worried that you might actually wait till Yontev, and that means you're going to be holding a lot of Kalim Tmeim in your house until Yontev comes along, and during that time, it's going to end up being Metame things, being Metame Truma, who knows, someone will come in, and not a good idea. Tanya Kavosit Rebbe, we actually have a brighter that implies that. Kli Shinitmam Erev Yom Tov, Ein Matbilino Tov Yom Tov, Gezera Shema Yasher. If there was time to be matva that kli before Yontev, we ask you from keeping it around until Yontev. Again, we don't want those kind of things in the house. Rava Amar, I have yet another explanation. This is explanation number 4. So we started off with the, maybe he's going to carry it out, Bamas Pesher Sarab. That was Rava. Then we had this other gezeira of Rav Yosef. Maybe you'll squeeze it. Then we had this gezeira of Rav Bibi, that maybe, according to Rav Bibi, you'll be mashiv. You'll wait. Rava says, I say it's flat out because of Tikkun Mana. Because it looks like Tikkun Mana. I understand that it has nothing to do with Tikkun Mana. Because, I mean, you're not changing anything, doing anything that's measurable or anything else. But since it's near a Kimitak and Kli, so because of that, it's much closer to a direct Gezerah. And therefore, it has nothing to do with all those other issues. The question about, you know, do we extend it even in this case? We don't extend it at all. It's one flat-out Gezerah. It looks like Tikkun Mana, so we call it Tikkun Mana. Fantastic. So why isn't that true about people also? Why doesn't it look like Tikkun Adam? Which also, generally speaking, we aser, and yet Beit Hillel says it's okay. No, because a person who goes into the water, it looks like he's just taking a swim. I mean, it's hot out there. So he went into the water. What's your problem? Why would anybody say, it looks like Tikkun Mana? It looks like he wants to get cold. Well, it's all very nice in a swimming pool. I mean, what are you going to do in some kind of filthy water, right? How about if it's Mayim Royim? Ma'ikel Ameimar, who's going to go into that? Amr Nachal Bar Yitzchak, who's going to go into that? I love these spoiled people. Who's going to go into anything but a beautiful swimming pool that is all taken care of with chlorine and so on? Imagine a case, okay? It's 95 degrees out there. The guy's been walking for hours. There's no swimming pool. All there is a muddy swim hole. You're telling me he's not going to go into the swim hole? He's going to the swim hole. So sometimes the guy will come in the middle of a shrav, and he'll be rochets, even in May Mishra, which stinks to high heaven, and that is the water that you soak the flax in. He'll even go into that, because, man, you get desperate when it's hot out there. Okay, that's all very nice for summertime. What's the explanation when it's 0 degrees outside? Then what? So why is he not, what's he going to do there? Michael Amema. Again, lovely spoiled people have no idea what it's like to be a farmer who's taking care of his sheep. Those sheep are not particularly careful about what they splatter on you, okay? So sometimes the guy's been outside in the field with his sheep. He's coming back at night. He's bumming on sadeh. He's meluchlach betitu betzoh. He's covered with dung. He's covered with mud. He can't even walk into the house. His wife says, you can sleep in the barn tonight. You ain't coming into my house. So he even goes outside and takes a swim, even if it's freezing. What's he supposed to do? V'rochetz afilu b'yamot ha'gishamim. Again, how many of those Harriet stories talked about the freezing cold washes that the guy had to take in below freezing water? Exactly. Okay, fine. I understand. This is Shabbos. Very good. What if it's Yom Kippur? Now, he's certainly not. What is it going? He's going into the mikveh. And he's going into the mikveh for what on Yom Kippur? To have a nice cool off swim, right? On Yom Kippur. Sure. Who's going to think that? So if you're telling me that the only reason we're allowing Adam in that is because people will say he's just cooling off or he's filthy or whatever, well, what's the answer for Yom Kippur? I mean, he's certainly not going swimming on that. So now this is a little bit weird, right? Because, I mean, if the guy is filthy, he's allowed to go on Yom Kippur also. You're only not allowed to go for taino, but you are allowed to go for getting filthy. So based on that, there's actually some of the shitas of the Rishonim have bring a raya from this Gemara that it must be that you can't just go for a swim on Yom Kippur if you're dirty. You can only wash off the dirt from the precise place where the dirt is. Because otherwise this question makes no sense. Then why wouldn't somebody just say, he's dirty? So it must be that that isn't the way that you would get clean. Okay. Anyway, so what are you going to do about Yom Kippur? Answers, Rava. Well, you know the principle. I mean, something that is mutter on Shabbos, which is the primary chumrah of the malachas, the lametes malachas, and their toladot. There's nothing that we consider to be mutter on Shabbos that we answer specifically Yom Kippur. So, he committed to Shabbos Shor of Yom Kippur Aser, Elohol of Shabbat Shori, B'Yom HaKippur Nami Shori. Since on the primary Malacha day it's mutter, It's mutter also on Yom Kippur. Now, of course, the Gemara loves this next question. It's always, it's just to get under your skin. What? Rava holds of Hoyle? Of course, Rava is the one who is Mechadish. Okay, fine. But the point over here, this type of Hoyle is what we're talking about, just to drive you crazy. And the idea over here, you can't use Hoyle to be mater just because something is mutter on Shabbos, and therefore it should be mutter on another day. What kind of weird Hoyle is that? I'm like, here, let me show you that type of thing, all right? There's an iser for using medicine. Why is that? Because we're afraid you're gonna grind it up and prepare it. That's the way you have to do it in those days. But Atnan, it says if somebody's got a problem with his teeth and he's got a bad toothache, he can't just sip on vinegar. Because nobody does that unless they're using that vinegar to actually do something to their gums, right? So it's clearly for purposes, if he does that, it's clearly for purposes of refuah. But what he could do, he could actually dip his veggies in that or his bread in that if he has a dip, and he's metavo kadako, and then he can eat the vinegar. Meanwhile, it has fixed his teeth. So we at that point in that Mishnah, we asked from a braisa. And the braisa was like this. Lo yigama upolit, you cannot sip on this vinegar and then spit it out, because I mean, so everybody understands why are you putting vinegar in your mouth just to spit it out? But you are allowed to sip vinegar and to actually swallow it, because then it looks like you're just sort of getting work up an appetite by having a little bit of this vinegar before. Sometimes there are people who will drink vinegar before the meal as an appetizer. So, but the Mishnah says that you can't do that. So we asked over there in Shabbos. So how do you explain that? And Abaya explained that the Mishnah was talking about where you were megamea upolate. But if you, so there it's where it's also, but if he swallowed it, so enochinami would be mutter. But Rava, and that's what we're trying to prove, is Rava. We don't really care right now what Abaya is saying. We're trying to show that Abaya, that Rava doesn't hold of Hoyle. So Rava says over there, you don't have to say that. You could even say the Mishnah is talking about you can't even swallow it. So why does the Braisa say you can swallow it? Because it's two different cases. Kan kodem tibul. The Braisa was talking about where you have not had a meal. So therefore, sometimes people will sip on vinegar before a meal. But the Mishnah says you can't, even if you swallow it, that's talking about where you already had a meal. Nobody's going to suck on vinegar after a meal. So now you see clearly that Rava, if Rava held of Hoyel, I mean, he's not, he's going to say, well, you can't do something for part of Shabbos, you can't do it for the other part of Shabbos, you can't do something for Shabbos that you can't do on Yom Kippur. And that's what you're saying, the Hoyle, but over here, he is saying, if he holds of Hoyle like you claim, he should say, well, I mean, once we're telling you that it's okay in the Braisa to have this vinegar before the meal, I mean, we're just all of a sudden say it's Usher an hour later because it's after the meal. I mean, that's for sure a Hoyle. You're right. But we happen to know Rava had Charata. He changed that business about what he said over there. And he did hold of Hoyle. And he gave up on explaining his approach, which was before the meal and after the meal. He went along with the way that Abaya explained it. Well, how do you know he changed his mind about that? Maybe he changed his mind about the other thing, about the Yom Kippur thing. And he changed and he said, no, you're right. If it's also on Yom Kippur, it would have to be also on Shabbos also. Maybe that's what he was changing his mind. Impossible, because we know that that's the halacha that he wouldn't be able to argue on because of the braisa. Lo sagadaita. The Tanya, it says beferish in the braisa. Kol chayavei tefilot tovlim kedarkan bein betisha b'av bein b'yom kippur. If you need to go to the mikvah, you can go to the mikvah even on Yom Kippur. Rava's not going to argue on that, so it must be that Hoyel is an absolute. If Hoyel is an absolute, then he would have to be matir, sipping vinegar, whether it's before the meal or after the meal. That must be what he changed his mind about. Okay, so now the Mishnah says that both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that you are allowed to be mashik water as long as you use a type of kli that cannot become tameh, and therefore you are not being metayaret in the mikvah. So when it says, so how does the words, when it says over there, ein madbilin et akli agabe meimav letaharo, that's what it means, avalo madbilin, it doesn't mean, it It's not repeating what it said before. It needs lomat bilin by filling the kli up with tamei water, and then the kli becoming tamei, and then you're going to be metairet. Now Tosis points out, but why not? Didn't we say before that if it's only a vlad hatuma, well, over here, there's no way for a kli to become tamei from mine. So we said, if it's only a vlad hatuma, it's okay. That's what we said before. And didn't we say before that if he became tamei on yantav, that you're allowed to be a matfilah? So there's two reasons why there shouldn't be a problem of putting water in a tahar kli, and then the kli becomes tamei, and then you're mashik the mayim, and then that mayim is matayar the kli. So why is that a problem? Says Tosis, because all of the cases before is where it happened, not that you did it. So when the Mishnah says that nonetheless you cannot go ahead and make the kli tamei in order to be matayar the kli, you can't do that. If it happened that a vlad hatuma was betamei a kli, that's one thing. But and if it happened that it was on yantav, that's one thing. But not to make it happen and then go out to be metayret. So that's what the Mishnah is basically telling me. You cannot be metavil a kli agabe meimav in order to make it tohar. Now, the question is that there seems to be a problem about who this Mishnah is going according to, because the only two shitas that we know of do not hold of what was just said. It's neither the Rebbe and nor is it the Rabbana. Listen to this price, and you'll see why I say this. Okay, that's fine. That fits with the Mishnah, but then dig the next thing. But you can't be mashik either. Uh-oh, that's not like the Mishnah. So that was Rebbe. Okay, now listen to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, no, there's no problem. You could even use a wooden kli and be matpil the kli by doing hashaka. So then that's not true either. This is mashikin etamayim b'kli evan l'taharan. You can do both. That's also not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't do both. You can only do the latter one, right? So Mani, the Mishnah's not going according to anybody. What's going on? If it's going supposedly according to Rebbe, then how does the Hashaka? Rebbe said you can't even do Hashaka of Mayim. If it's going according to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said you can even be Matvila Kli Agabe the Mayim that you're being Mashik. So who's it going like? Says the Gemara, come on, boys. Look carefully and tell me that this Braita makes sense the way you read it. I mean, if the Chachamim are telling me that you're allowed to be Matvila, why do they need to tell you that you're allowed to do Ashaka? That's ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing is backwards. Because you're not reading the Braisa right. There are two different cases over here. Case A is an implying case for case B. Let me explain to you, okay? The Mishnah can work out according to anybody. It could work out according to Rebbe. It could work out according to Rabbanim. Because you're not taking into consideration one very simple difference. You're assuming that Shabbos and Yontif are exactly the same. Wrong. That's the whole point of the machlokas here. Because, let me explain to you how it could go according to Rebbe, okay? What Rebbe was saying in the Braita was referring to Yontif. So that was the first part. And the last piece was talking about Shabbos. So what Rebbe was really saying is, on Yontif, you cannot be metaher the kli by putting it in agav the water. But that implies that you can put it in the water. Because otherwise, why am I talking about if Rebbe, you really believe that Rebbe hold that you can't be mashik the mayim. So why does he bother talking about whether you can be matayar the kli if you're not even allowed to be matayar the mayim? It's ridiculous. Because there's two different cases. So what Rebbe was saying is, look, you can be matayar the mayim. If it's yontiv, just make sure that you're not matayar the kli. Then he moves on to the next case. And if it's Shabbos, then you can't even be mashik the mayim. Fine. Okay. Is that all right with the Mishnah? Why not? The Mishnah didn't say it's both Shabbos and yontiv. So then if that would be the case, so then the Mishnah would be talking about yontiv. And then it would be going according to Rebbe, 100%. What's your problem? So that would be fine. Or we could do it the other way around too. I mean, you could say it's going according to Rabbanan perfectly well. And you could read it like this. What you could say is that the truth is, analyze please carefully what the Rabbanan is saying and tell me that it makes sense. Obviously, it doesn't make any sense the way that it is now, because if the Rabbanan would have to be saying the first thing that they said, Benogeya Yontif, and the second thing that they said would be Benogeya Shabbos. So what they said was, you're allowed to be matfil to in order to be metayrit on yontif. And of course you're allowed to be mashik. And you're allowed to be mashik on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to be matfil. Fine, okay, that also makes sense. And then we'd have to say that the Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah would make sense perfectly well according to the Rabbanan. So since the Mishnah doesn't define itself, doesn't say Shabbos or Yontif, it could be going either according to the Rabbanan or according to Rebbe Tana Rabban. Kli shenitma mi'erev yomtov. Ema bilan utobin ha-shmoshes. That's another issue over here. Somebody, you see somebody. He's there right bein ha-shmoshes, right? So it's like after Shkia, and he wants to be tovel this thing in a mikveh. Well, don't let him. Tell him he's not allowed to do that. Because the Pashta, so far, you can't do it because maybe it's Yontif. But Rav Shimon Shazuri says, don't let him do it even during the week. During the week? What's the difference? Because, obviously, what is the guy doing here so late at night at the mikveh? Obviously, the guy wants to use it tonight. So he obviously does not understand. He's not going to be able to use it for another 24 hours until Harav Shemesh. He apparently doesn't even know the din. So warn him and tell him, what are you doing here, boy? This is not the right time to be at the mikveh. Mipnei shetzarech Harav Shemesh. So you should try to get the guy not to do it. And what did you think? This is only Rabbi Shimon Shazuri who could figure this out. What, the Tanna Kamma doesn't hold that you need Harav Shemesh and we should be chayshish, that the guy doesn't know what he's doing? So why didn't he say the same thing? Amar Rava, I'll tell you, I met the Rabbanan de Rav that were discussing exactly this issue. And they said there's a machlokas here in a particular case where the guy's machshava was nikar mitoch ma'asav. Here's the story. Imagine a case like this. A guy is holding a kli in his hand and he's making a mad dash 2 minutes before Shkia. He's making a mad dash to the mikveh. So the Tanna Kamma held, okay, why is he making that mad dash? Because he wants to get there in time to be able to make sure that he's there before Shkia so he doesn't have to wait 24 hours for Erev Shemesh. Obviously, the guy is fully aware of the fact that there's a din of Erev Shemesh, which is the only explanation for his running like a nut at this time. And if he gets there too late, so then he knows he's going to have to wait till tomorrow. Whereas Rav Shimon says, that's not why, it's because he's got a gym appointment 2 minutes later. So the guy's running like crazy because he doesn't want to get caught up. Oh, what makes you think it has something to do with it? Come off it. The guy knows what he's doing. He's just on his way to gym. So therefore, Machmat Malach Tohu, the Koroid, of course, he tells his wife he's busy at the office, but it's because he's busy at the office that he's running. So I said to these guys that told me that that's the reason, that's wrong. Nobody, even Rav Shimon Shazuri would admit that it's not a problem. Let the guy, given the benefit of the doubt, the case is different. The case is that this guy was seen asking a big shaila to the Beis Din, and he comes in and he wants to know that he had a kli and it touched less than the shear of a kadasha, of a sheretz. So he comes along, us to the Kami, the Rabbanon, the Shiyule, is my Kli Tamei or not? So Rav Shimon Shazuri holds, man, this guy's an Amo Eretz. I mean, come off it. Nope. Who doesn't know that Bochel Mikadasha is not going to be Matame? I mean, you think there's people who never learned Meseches Kalim? I mean, it's ridiculous. Or they don't know the simple dinim of the Shiurim for the Mikvah. So because of that, he probably doesn't even know that there's a din of Harav Shemesh. He's a complete Amo Eretz. That's the case. So that, he doesn't know. Whereas Tanna Kamma says, come on, I mean, people may not know the din of Kadasha, but Harav Shemesh is a Pusik. How did he not know the Pusik? Everybody knows the Pusik. Shemesh with the Harav, I mean, come on. So because of that we're not Choshesh. And just this last point, what does Matbilin Migav Lagav? We can re-tevel for a new purpose. What does that mean? Well, ketzad migav legav. Let's say somebody wants to make his wine tahor. So what he can do is, if he had already made, now probably the correct girsi here is the way that Tosfos Yontif suggests, which is not kado, but bado. Bado as opposed to Gito. Gito is his wine press, and Bado is his oil press. So the thing is, over here, look, the guy wants to repurpose his work. He did a lot of work to make, I mean, the Badatz was there, they were giving the Heksher, everything was Tohar, it was Tohar wine. And now he wants, you know what, there's more money in oil. So, or vice versa. He wants to get his wine done based on the Heksher that he had gotten for his oil. So he's using the same Kalim and so on to get the work done, right? Now, of course, everybody is shouting at him, everything, you have to go put everything in the mikveh again. What do you mean? We didn't give a Heksher for this and so on. The guy said, okay, sure. We'll do the whole thing over again. Now, you don't have to do the whole thing over again. That's a joke. So therefore, you can do that on Shabbos because you're not doing anything. So if it was already tovel, the fact that you've got these maniacs that are claiming that you need other tefillah, that doesn't matter. And therefore, says the mikveh, says the Mishnah, you can just go to the mikveh, fine, make them happy. Okay. So that's what it would mean. So if you want to do your got on the basis of your bod, or your bod on the basis of your got, that's fine. And the last case, which was from one chabura to another chabura, is exactly the same situation. Okay. Basically, you were going to eat your carbon pesach with a particular chabura. Okay. So you went to the mikveh. Everything was fine. The last minute you decided you're joining another chabura. Now this chabura is super frumis. They don't like the fact that you were tevel for that other group. Okay. That's not tahor enough for us. So because of that, now you have to be tevel again. So the Mishnah says, you don't have to be tevel again. So make them happy. Fine. You want to go to the mikveh on Shabbos where you don't really need a mikveh? That's fine. Harishut biyado. He can go again to the mikveh, and that way he's home free.